Good evening, and welcome to Financial Time Machine. I'm Megan Thomas. Tonight, we're stepping back into another chapter of everyday American life, exploring the money, culture, habits, and quiet routines that shaped previous generations. From grocery stores and family dinners to old advertisements, retirement dreams, and the way people once thought about debt, security, and success. This podcast is a journey through the forgotten rhythms of American life. Somewhere between nostalgia and history, there's usually a lesson. Let's find it. Close your eyes for a moment. Picture a classroom where the light comes through tall windows onto wooden work tables. Aprons hang on hooks, an egg timer ticks on a shelf, a chalkboard lists groceries and prices in neat script. A teacher demonstrates how to convert a recipe into a budget while the class practices adding costs in a little ledger book. The air smells faintly of starch and bread. A hum of practical rhythm, measuring, mending, planning, was the heartbeat of home economics. What did those lessons teach about money? And could we borrow a few today? Home economics began in the late 19th and early 20th centuries as a response to industrial change. Reformers argued that scientific approaches to food, clothing, and household management could improve daily life. By the 1920s and 1930s, the subject moved into public schools with practical goals: nutrition, hygiene, thrift, and efficient household labor. The curriculum mixed domestic science with plain arithmetic. Students learned how a recipe scaled, how much a week's meal plan cost, and how to keep a simple ledger. Tools were physical and humble: recipe cards, handwritten ledgers, measuring cups, sewing kits, and demonstration kitchens that looked like smaller, cleaner versions of home kitchens. In the classroom, lessons were tactile. A teacher might demonstrate how to patch a seam, then let students practice on a sewing machine, while someone else took notes on fabric cost per yard. Another day was devoted to meal planning. Students worked in groups to plan a week's menu on a modest budget, then calculated per serving costs. These routines carried social meanings. Home ec often reinforced gender norms, assigning domestic expertise primarily to girls, but it also equipped families with practical habits, shopping lists, portion awareness, and the confidence to stretch resources. There was pride in competence, knowing you could turn a surprised guest into a proper meal or keep a school uniform intact with a well-placed patch. There are little stories that bring this to life. Imagine a mother in the 1950s who uses a home ec meal plan to balance a week's groceries on a single paycheck, or a teenager who mends a coat and realizes she saved the family money and kept a favorite piece of clothing out of the landfill. These acts ripple emotionally. Saving isn't merely about dollars. It's about autonomy, pride, and quiet confidence. But we should be careful not to idealize. Home economics also reflected who had access to this education and often solidified roles that limited choices. The skills were valuable, even when wrapped in narrow expectations. So what do we reclaim and what do we leave behind? Reclaim the habits of planning, of understanding the cost of everyday choices, and of simple repair. These are universal tools. Anyone can use them, regardless of gender or family structure. Leave behind the assumption that domestic labor is only one person's responsibility, or that thrift must mean scarcity. Instead, adapt the old lessons for modern life. Use a shared household ledger app or a paper notebook. Schedule a weekly meal plan. Learn basic mending or shoe repair, and treat these practices as shared skills rather than gendered chores. Think of it as taking the toolbox, not the toolbox's old labels.
For listeners wondering where to start, try one small experiment this week. Plan 3 dinners with a grocery list. Estimate the per serving cost and note what you actually spend. Try repairing one thing instead of replacing it. Keep a tiny ledger for a month and watch for patterns. Grocery line items that sneak up over time. or little habits that add convenience, but also cost. These aren't moral judgments. They are tools to make life calmer and choices clearer. Sometimes the best financial wisdom is the kind that feels domestic and ordinary.
And that's where we'll leave our journey tonight. The past may look different through modern eyes, but sometimes, hidden inside old routines and forgotten traditions, we find pieces of ourselves we've been missing. If tonight's episode sparked a memory, a lesson from a classroom, a craft from a parent, or a small ritual that steadied your family, consider carrying it forward in your own way. Until next time, keep one foot in the past. Dadgum.
And that's where we'll leave our journey tonight. The past may look different through modern eyes, but sometimes, hidden inside old routines and forgotten traditions, we find pieces of ourselves we've been missing. Thank you for spending a little time traveling through history with me. Until next time, keep one foot in the past. Good night, and thanks for listening to Financial Time Machine.